The human voice has a remarkable musical range. There are wide differences in the tonal qualities of individual voices, for a person's voice is unique, just as fingerprints are. Even during ordinary conversation, people constantly alter the pitch of their voice, using high and low notes. In addition to varying the musical pitch of the voice, a person can amplify or soften their voice, producing anything from the loudest shout to the quietest whisper. Actors, teachers, and others whose work requires them to address large audiences without a microphone often use a loud form of speech which is more effective than shouting. This is known as diaphragm speech. Some people are naturally fast talkers, others slow, but nearly everybody tends to speak faster when excited, and the meaning is easily lost. A fast speaker, who is listening to a slower one, is often tempted to finish off the other person's sentences. Slow talkers find this irritating, but seldom have the chance to say so. Many people find reading aloud a problem. At meetings, for example, they tend to read too quickly. The listeners may be too polite to point this out, and bad communication results. Breaks in conversation are also a feature of some individual styles of speech. These tend to occur most frequently when someone is thinking aloud, particularly about his feelings. In face-to-face communication, a gap is usually acknowledged by the listener with a nod or an mm noise to show that he's still paying attention. But when such gaps occur over the telephone, the listener often wonders whether the speaker is still there. Some telephone speakers can achieve better communication by nodding less over the phone and using more mms and uhs. These noises, known as pause fillers, serve a very useful purpose in conversation. Not only do they show the speaker that he or she is still being listened to, and that his or her words therefore have some value, they also imply that the speaker himself is valued within the relationship. Timing is very important here. Most of us have probably at some time or other listened with only half an ear, simply saying yes or no in the right places, and then startled the other conversationalist by saying the wrong one at the wrong time. How much we say is another important factor. Almost all of us feel that we talk either too much or too little when we are with other people. The origin of this self-judgment can often be traced back to the parental discipline imposed in childhood. Chattering is part of the natural development of speech in childhood, and good parents listen carefully and patiently. Children who are told too often to shut up and not talk nonsense can very easily feel restricted in conversation in later life. They become reticent and are easily hurt.